Halloween is the spookiest time of the year in New York, perhaps has been reduced to trick or treat, another commercial outlet for selling themed paraphernalia to the public. However, there is a supernatural side to the city that happens year round. Dom Vilela is founder of Paranormal Investigation New York. First of all, Dom, what does your organization do?
We actually go out and we look for paranormal activity. What happens is people will call us with any type of claims of paranormal activity. We will go there, we'll research it, we'll try to find out if there's any truth to it.
Now, obviously, there's the comparison. There's three of you. There were three Ghostbusters. Are you fed up with the comparison between you and the movie people?
There's actually nine of us, but most of the time, three of us go out. I think three of us get most of the attention. I don't mind the comparison. I think it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of amusing. I think if it wasn't for the movie, I don't think we would, you know, have a job. So I kind of appreciate it.
So do people take you seriously?
Surprisingly enough, it's been more serious than I anticipated. I think initially when I first started this, I really expected quite a few people not to take us seriously. And I thought we would be getting a lot of prank calls. And the truth is most of the people that call us are really serious about what, you know, what's going on and what we do.
What do most people want you to do? What are the most of the requests that you're getting?
Most people want a verification that they're not crazy and that there's actually something going on in their house. People aren't looking to get rid of ghosts like you see in the movies. They usually want to know that there is possibly a spirit living with them.
And do they find that reassuring that there is, or is it more disturbing that they find out that there might be?
I guess depending on the person. Some people love the idea that their house is haunted, and other people, I think, feel like the verification of knowing something's there, no matter what, will make them feel better. There's very few people that move out of their house because they believe their house is haunted.
So you don't actually evict ghosts at all?
I don't think anybody can evict a ghost. I think you can kind of try to, I guess, talk a ghost, you know, to the light, as, you know, most people would say. But I don't know if there's any foolproof way of getting just like trying to get a person to leave when they don't want to.
So how do you actually do it? What is the process here? Somebody gives you a call, you go around. What do you go around with equipment, or what's your process?
I mean, we always approach it from two perspectives, a scientific perspective and a metaphysical perspective. So what we will do is normally go in, and we have some electronic gear that we use. We use electromagnetic field detectors, temperature gauges, several different types. We use video recorders, infrared cameras, regular cameras. But then we also go in there with, you know, possibly a psychic to see maybe if she will pick up anything. But I kind of like the happy balance between both sides, because I want to possibly get some proof from the scientific perspective. And from the metaphysical one, I kind of feel like it's almost a verification too. So I think from both sides, it's always good.
How big a part does the technology play then?
A bigger part probably than a metaphysical. I think technology, although there's no proof that the technology can detect ghosts either, but I still think that I think ultimately what we're looking for is proof. And the only way you could really find undeniable proof is through scientific means. Metaphysics is never going to be undeniable proof.
So you say the temperature drop is a key factor, and the electromagnetic force, you say. Why? What's the connection there?
Well, the belief is that when a spirit manifests, it uses the energy in the room around it, which would be kind of sucking the heat as energy out of a room, and in turn would lower the temperature, because then if you're removing heat from a room, you're leaving a room cold. That's the explanation for why you would typically get, you know, a cold spot in a room. The belief with the electromagnetic field is when a spirit manifests, it has to use energy to manifest. I think all humans have an electromagnetic field, usually a low one. The belief is when we die, our soul is part of that electromagnetic field. Again, no proof of this, but it's also a belief. We kind of feel like by using an electromagnetic field detector, we could pick up changes in the electromagnetic field. It's also believed that extremely high levels of electromagnetic fields can possibly cause hallucinations. We've had reports of that where people, you know, believe that there's somebody in a room with them because there's been an extremely high electromagnetic field next to them.
So presumably, taking it one stage further, you could get two people in the same room and one person would see the ghost and one wouldn't. Is that fair?
That's very true. It's also, I think, a person's perception. Some people are more sensitive. If there's truly a spirit manifesting, some people, I think, are more open-minded to it and are more accepting of the idea that, that spirits even exist. Where if you have a skeptical person sitting next to them, that person would probably be a little more, more closed off to it. That being said, the truth also sometimes is opposite. Sometimes a person who believes so much may never see anything, and the skeptic all of a sudden out of nowhere might see something. I don't think there's any true explanation of why some people do and why some people don't. There are a lot of people who've called us or people who said they've never believed in any of this before until they had that one experience, and after that experience it changed everything about their belief.
How haunted is New York City?
I wish it were more haunted. We've been together now for over 4 years, and in that time we've done over 50 investigations in New York. Believe it or not, we tend to get more investigations in Long Island and upstate, because I think the issue with New York City, it's so busy and so noisy that I think a lot of people are oblivious to any paranormal activity going on. We have had quite a bit activity, mostly in theaters in New York City. I still think, in my opinion, I believe New York City is the most haunted city in probably in the world.
Is it to do with history? That buildings have some sort of history and that makes them more prone to this sort of activity?
I believe two reasons probably cause them. One is especially because New York City is such an old city and there's so many people who have lived here and who do live here that I believe your chances of having a paranormal activity are higher. I also believe in residual energy, which is what happens. We all emit a bit of an energy. And I believe that that energy gets absorbed into structures. And I think that's why probably theaters get it more than anything. There's so many people in theaters that, and it's almost like a loop in time. It's almost like a replay of a film strip, where sometimes it may not actually be spirits doing this, but the activity is so strong, environmental conditions are perfect at that moment, that may actually be able to cause this replay of a part of time that happened once before.
If you're going to suggest somewhere for people to go, that they would stand more chance of having some sort of paranormal stroke ghostly experience, is there anywhere that comes to mind you think, oh, yeah, maybe go there?
I think the most accessible, in my opinion, in New York probably would be Trinity Church. There's an old cemetery outside that people for years and years and years have claimed that they see spirits walking through the cemetery. No activity reported in the church, but a lot of activity outside of the church. Another thing where I kind of stay clear from because of personal reasons, but around the World Trade Center site, people have claimed to see spirits walking around there. I haven't had that many reports recently, but probably up until maybe about 2005, I would get at least two or three people a year contact me saying they saw spirits by the World Trade Center site.
So you think it's spirits and ghosts is not just from hundreds of years ago. It can be more recent.
I especially believe if it's a tragic death. I believe a lot of people don't realize they may have died or may have unfinished business, want to see loved ones, and I think that they have a problem immediately with letting go. I believe that some spirits could last for, you know, some spirits I think would probably move on immediately, and there's other spirits who hold on, linger until I guess maybe sometimes their family is gone. But then I think there's also people who are completely lost and don't even know they're dead and will linger for hundreds of years. I think there's always a period of time, though, I think, where a spirit will understand what's going on and move on. That's why I don't believe all spirits are permanent. I'll give you a brief example if you want. Two of my grandparents, when I was younger, died. And first it was my grandfather, who had heart problems, but in everything else, he was in fairly good condition. At 73 years old, he woke up one morning, had a heart attack, and within 3 minutes died. And that night, I went to bed, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and my grandfather's sitting at the edge of my bed. And I always wondered why I saw him that night. And I thought in my head, even at the time, and I was 19 at the time he passed, I thought that he died, and he didn't know he died. I was one of his closest people to him, so I think that he came to me because he didn't know where else to go. Now, about 9 years after my grandfather died, my grandmother died. A long battle with cancer. And when she died, I felt her the moment she died, and then I've never felt her again.
When you saw your grandfather, how vividly was it?
He was perfect as I saw him in life. He was exactly, and you know, a big part of me, I think still to today, feels like I might have hallucinated it, but it was so crystal clear, and it wasn't just the visual, it was the emotion I felt along with it. Because I saw him, it brought back every emotion I felt for him. So, and it was strong. And then after that, I think for the 9 years between my grandfather and my grandmother, I had had like lucid dreams, and my grandfather was always in those dreams, and I would meet him and speak to him. But I knew they were dreams, but they weren't repetitive dreams. They were always in the same place, but different conversation. And I believe that, if anything, was him waiting for her. And I kind of felt like he kind of held on to his relationship with me because he could. And then once my grandmother died, ironically enough, I never had any more dreams of my grandfather. So I just kind of felt like they kind of met up and they went on together.